Yo, what is up, everybody? MacNez Podcast, episode 107. Back in the place. Solo on this one. Just me. Well, for right now, it's just me. But I got a special guest for you guys. I should have put this out 2 months ago, I would say. Because this was something that happened back in November of 2018. November 24th, actually. In my hometown, Oakland, California, in one of the neighborhoods that I've just always loved to just go down there and skate, mainly in the Fruitvale area. I was down there for Death Angel's Caster of Shame IPA release at Ale Industries. It was pretty much a packed house. A lot of the Bay Area came out to support Death Angel, and everybody just wanted to just celebrate with this beer that everyone seems to be getting into, which was amazing for me. I mean, born and bred in the Bay Area. Oakland is my home. Bay Area is a home for the greatest thrash bands in the Bay Area, and that's Death Angel. So it was cool. I had to represent. I saw a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. My brother was there. Also had that awesome interview with Sage Bond. We kind of stepped outside and we did that out there on the street. So, but I got Rob Cavastani for you guys. He's gonna pop in really quick. And the interview that we got there on site at Ale Industries for their Caster of Shame release. So, is this gonna be a short episode, everyone? This interview is really short. It's not very long. I didn't want to take too much of his time because there was a lot of fans there. And he had just had to make the round. So, but he was honored. The honor was all, excuse me, for me, that he stopped and gave me the time to just give me the lowdown on the little beer, and as well as a little bit of their upcoming album. So right now, you guys, this is Rob Cavastani, lead guitar player for Death Angel. Yo, yo, what up, everybody? Down here at Ale Industries in the best city in the world, Oakland, California. And right here, you guys know I always talk about them. My favorite band from the Bay. Everyone knows. I'm from the old school. Death Angel. I got my brother right here, Rob Cavastani. Rob Cavastani. I'm just starstruck, man. But you know me, brother, man. Hey, man, welcome to the show. What's up, Rob?
Man, that's a hell of an introduction, my friend. And thank you. Thank you so much, and it's good to be here. How are you?
I'm good, man. We're here to celebrate, man. What got you guys into the, other than we've drink, what got you guys finally into the beer industry?
Actually, it was Ale Industries that was interested in doing the beer, and I mean, Ted's good friends with one of the cats here, so one thing led to another, and we came down here, did some tasting, had a good meeting, and here we are with our beer.
Right on, man. I mean, it's pretty good, man. What's the I don't know how to say it, the rating or whatever on it? What's the percentage? Or
well, you know, in the technical exact rating, we're looking for 6.66.
There you go.
And I guess we landed at 6.7, so
close enough.
It'll do the job.
That's good, man. But
doing all right.
It's amazing, man. Other than the band, man. Been friends with Monique forever since school days, and it's
right.
good to see your little son growing up. Looks exactly like you. But as far as the band with Death Angel, what's going on?
Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, we're here right now. I mean, I literally been in the studio till 7 in the morning this morning and come straight here. So I've been like that since September 17th.
That was my birthday.
Hey, belated happy birthday,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, right on, brother.
So, I mean, I'm pretty fucking well spun right now. I've been like, that's all I've been doing. But our album's almost completely recorded. And we'll be recording till the final hour, which will be like Tuesday when we leave for Europe and do a 3-week tour with Exodus out there. Get back 3 days before our Christmas shows, rehearse for 3 days, do the shows, collapse, and get back to the finishing of the mixing of the album. And new album's coming out next year, and tours are being planned. I mean, We're pretty fucking busy.
That's good, man. I don't know if you guys dropped the title yet. I don't know if you're saying it yet, but...
Oh, that would have been sweet because you would have been the first, but not just yet.
That's all right. That's all right,
it's
man.
Coming. It's formulating as we speak.
How many cuts are on this album?
10 or 11. We might use one for a bonus track for later, so we'll see. Definitely 10.
All right on. Hey, out of all the albums you put out, my favorite has always been Ultraviolence. When I first heard you guys, it was during Frolic Through the Park. A buddy of mine, Filipino guy, fellow brother, he goes, man, you got to listen to this band. So I was like, all right, because he always had Death Angel stickers all over his locker and his skateboard.
Good man.
So I was like, all right, I gave him a shot, and that was it. I listened to that album, then I went back to Ultraviolence, and I've just been a fan for you guys ever since then, man, since I was a kid, since the school days. Skating, listening to Death Angel, and all the Bay Area thrash scene, man. I just, on behalf of myself and a lot of my skater friends, thank you so much for what you guys do, and I'm glad that you guys are still around. I mean, I'm a grandfather now, so
I
could share the awesome music of Death Angel and everything else you've done, Organization, the Swarm, and all that with my son, or even your solo stuff. I have that. So it's good, man. I mean, I'm just so stoked to be here, and I'm just met you a million times, but I'm just always starstruck, and I'm so happy that I finally got one of you guys on the show, which is good enough, and I always wanted you before anyone else, man.
Oh, man, thanks so much. Make me feel all warm and fuzzy. But no, that's great, man. You're really good people. It's always great seeing you. You have a very, very warm vibe and make me feel good. So thank you so much. And you know, we're always, it's our mission in life to bring the music. So it's coming. It's coming with the new album, come with the new tours, and we'll see you soon.
Right on, brother. Hey, thank you so much, man. All right, guys, I'll be back in a little bit. Once again, Rob Cavastani, everybody, brother, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was truly an honor to be there with all you guys celebrating the Caster of Ale. If you guys want to check this out or go pick up some or just go down there and have a drink and kick it, it's Ale Industries. It's 3096 East 10th Street, Oakland, California. Phone number 510-479-3185. Yeah, Ale Industries. Check it out. It's a cool little place, man. This is something new. It wasn't there back when I was growing up and everything. So do pop in there. Check it out. Have a beer. I'm sure there's eats and everything in there, because I know there was someone selling, I think, tacos and stuff. I don't remember. It was in there. I was kind of spinning. Yeah, man, this ale was strong. I'm not the average beer drinker all the time, but I had to celebrate, and I had some, and man, it was just, I had to sit down. But that's me. I'm a lightweight. But yeah, it was so awesome to be there for the guys. Shout out to, again, Rob, Mark, Ted, Will, and Damian, as well as Dennis Peppa. He was there. Also, another shout out to Gus and Andy. Other guys that were in the band as well. Sammy, you rock, brother. Man, Death Angel's just been in my life since I've been in high school. And it was just so amazing to finally become friends with the band. And it may not be much to you, the people that don't know who these guys are, but man, they're just straight Bay Area thrash, man. You can't get any better than this, man. It's awesome. Love them so much, man. They put out, geez, I don't know what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 albums. The 10th album is coming. First one started off in 87 was the Ultraviolence. Then in 88, Frolic Through the Park, Act 3 in 90. Took a long break, came back in 2004 with The Art of Dying. Then 2008, Killing Season. 2010, Relentless Retribution. The Dream Calls for Blood came out in 2013. And The Evil Divide came out 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I guess. In 2016, all the albums rock, man. I mean, I love just pretty much every track on each album, and I'm glad that they're still together and everything. They're still they took a long break from 1990 to 2004. They came back in 2001 for Chuck Billy's Thrash of the Titans. You guys all know the lead singer Chuck Billy from Testament. Yeah, he had a little cancer issue, and they did a benefit for him, and a lot of Bay Area bands came together. This was actually August 11th, a month before the world changed back in 2001. So, but it was cool, man. I mean, definitely the Bay Area was on fire that night because there was just so many good bands. Death Angel was one of them. Violence, they got back together. Forbidden, Heathen played. SOD, which was amazing, they played, and it was just all out, just the best, man. I couldn't believe all the bands that came out that night. But Death Angel and Violence were the ones that truly brought the house down, and it's awesome to see, man. This interview was a few months ago, so because he did mention the concerts and the tour they had. Their tour they did with Exodus is already over with. The two shows they did back in December for the holiday shows at Slim's, that's over with. And I'm sure they're doing the finishing touches on the album right now. So when all that's said and done, hopefully I can get Rob on here again and have him talk a little more about the album. But again, Rob, thank you so much for coming on. Do check out Ale Industries. Test out their Castor of Shame IPA down in Oakland if you ever get a chance. And speaking of Violence, they are doing a show. I believe it's in April. I don't have my phone around me, but there's two shows actually coming up. The first show did sell out. The second show was added. April 13th is the first night, and this is all at the Metro House, Metro Opera House in Oakland. I've only been there a couple times, but it's a cool little place. April 13th to 14th, we got Violence coming back together. From what I understand, Sean Killian kind of came up with this idea. It might have been him and Phil. I can't remember. They were like, hey, man, let's get back together and do some shows because Sean Killian was also dealing with some medical issues. But he feels he can put it back together and get back on stage for us. It was going to be a one night only, but now it's two nights only. So like I said, the first night is sold out. I'm going to that night. Tickets go on sale for this one. If you guys hear this today, which is January 19th, they go on sale tonight at 8:00 at just go to Metro Opera House and the links will send you there. I'm definitely going to get my ticket for the second night because I can't believe the Violence is coming back together again. So it's going to be awesome. I'm not too sure if Rob Flynn is going to be aboard. I know Ray Vegas is going to be filling in on lead guitar as well. So I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, yeah, guys, do check out Death Angel. Check out Violence if you can. Make it out to the Violence shows. And wait for Death Angel's new album to hit. And then you guys can hit the road. And they're going to be on tour. And I'm sure they're going to come to wherever you see shows. So hopefully you guys can get out and see them. I'm definitely going to get out and see them. Sucks that I couldn't make any of the holiday shows. I was busy doing other things. But anyway, everyone, that's going to be it right now. So thank you so much for listening. Listen to East Society as well. We got a new episode coming for you. And speaking of East Society, do check out our Anchor feed on Anchor. You can hear that on, let me get this distribution stuff up. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Just search East Society, and there's tons of stuff on there. And with the Anchor app, it's easy. I'm giving them a free plug. If you want to start a podcast, it's simple. It's easy. The app is self-explanatory, so you can just pretty much you just press record and go. Or you can invite other people that have the Anchor app as well. Get your friends on it and start your own show and talk about whatever you feel like talking about. But it's easy. It's free. Check it out. But do continue to listen to all the shows on the Skater Podcast Network, MacNez Podcast, East Society, Big Guys. What's the other one me and the Z's who do? Up to the Challenge. And Out of Necessity is on a hiatus because the host went to college, which is good for her. So I'm not going to pressure her to do any shows. She'll do them when she can. But everyone, thank you so much for listening to everything on the network. Do check out our Anchor stuff as well. And I'm out of here because I think we got to go record East Society next. So you'll probably hear this before you hear that or vice versa, whatever. Either way, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And I will talk to all you guys later. Take care of yourselves. Rock hard and skate fast.